It is 18 past the hour. Roland Martin joins us right now. How you doing this morning, Roland?
What's going on, Skip Murphy? Jackie, how you doing?
Good morning, honey.
All right, always good chatting with you. So, folks, what is it? How do you make
Damon's here, too.
I'm sorry, Damon's there? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize Damon was there. No one gave me that heads up, so, you know. He's so discreet and so shy.
Yes, he is.
In the cup, yeah.
What's up? You seriously ignorant news?
It is, brother.
Okay, all right, then you gave a shout-out. There you go. And I can move on. All right, so... How do you create a superstar? Can you become a superstar outside of entertainment? Well, Matthew Knowles, he certainly can speak to that, being the father of Beyonce, the manager behind Destiny's Child. He has a new book out, which is actually pretty interesting, and so we're going to talk to him about that. It is called The DNA of Achievers and 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals. Matthew, what's happening?
Hey, Roland, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing great. You certainly have had a front row seat when it comes to taking someone from unknown to all of a sudden becoming international stars. What is it about the DNA of achievers?
Well, you know, Roland, I had an opportunity, and you do the same. We travel all over, sit on a plane, and sometimes we talk to the person next to us, sometimes we don't. But when I do, you know, it's excitement when they talk about what they do, and it always starts with passion. And that's the beginning of this book. It's talking about living our passion, the thing that we dream about, the thing that we go to bed at night and wake up in the morning. You know, I have this saying that if you live your passion, you never work a day in your life.
Well, that's certainly true. Passion is one thing. But also, I would think work ethic is also another thing that's in the DNA of achievers.
Well, they coexist. Passion and work ethic absolutely coexist when we look at folks that are highly, highly successful. You know, I'm sure you know this. I'll start this morning at 6. I'll finish tonight at probably about 9 o'clock p.m. And the time just flies because I'm having fun. I'm doing what I love. I'm doing what I'm passionate about. So it doesn't feel like work. And oh, by the way, Roland, they actually write me a check.
Well, getting the check is certainly no problem for anybody. But let's talk about a lot of times we assume that you have to start this way in life and then you continue it. Did you also break down people who switch professions? And they were not successful in one area but chose to become successful somewhere else?
Well, I just still fundamentally believe what we end up doing often is switching professions. But the key word here is profession. That's different than switching passions. I'm saying that take the time and really look deep inside of a thing that you love. A lot of people haven't really had the opportunity to explore their passion. A lot of times we think we're going to get instant gratification. Sometimes we feel if we tell people what we're really passionate about, you know, they'll give us all these reasons why we'll never make it. I'm saying that folks I've met, and in this book there's 30 people, friends that I know that are highly successful. It's all about their passion. That's what they live. That's what they work. That's what they're all about.
The book is called The DNA of Achievers, 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals by Matthew Knowles. Matthew, we appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.